time. Now, there have been times where the pitcher's been in the lineup because of the way the DH has worked out.
Yes.
But this will be the only time that you and I have done a game where the pitcher is actually in the lineup and listed as the pitcher. So let's get to the spikes. Austin Rocaforte, right field, leads it off. Kyle Russell at second base hits second. Caleb Hill in center field will hit third. Josh Spiegel behind the plate hits cleanup. Cam Buford in left field hits fifth. Parker Gaudu at third base hits sixth. Austin Ball at first base batting seventh. Manny Jackson, the DH, will hit eighth. And T.J. Pound will be at shortstop and at ninth with Jacob Peden on the mound. When Jacob goes out there, we'll give you his numbers. Levi Perrell will lead off and play shortstop. It'll be Porter Brown in center field and hit second. Corey Taylor at second base hits third. Jacob Corson, who got a save last night because he pitched the final three, and he's did a good job, plays left field tonight. He'll clean up. McGuire Holbrook, the catcher, will hit fifth. Mark Schallenberger, who's been on base nine straight times in this series, will be at first base batting sixth. Eile Lapree will be in right field and bat seventh. Will Binder is the pitcher. He will bat eighth. And Mikey Floridis will be at third base and bat ninth. Binder will be making actually his third appearance this season on the mound for the Cutters. It was supposed to be Mike Hansel today, but obviously these notes are a piece of junk. So we'll give you the numbers on Binder to this point, since obviously Joe and I have the correct lineup as opposed to their publicity department. It really is embarrassing, Joe, don't you think? What's going on here? Who's running this show? Binder is going to be making his fourth appearance. No record with an ERA of 9. 4 innings. 10 hits, 4 runs all earned. He has struck out 3, walked 2, and opposing hitters a robust 455 against him. Now, in his previous 3 appearances, he finished all 3 games. That tells you that they were pitching a position player just to get out of the game and save the bullpen. So, tonight he will actually start this game. Meanwhile, the Williamsport Millionaires High School Band is down below. They will play the national anthem. Jacob Peden is a legitimate pitcher. He'll be on the mound. What? He'll be on the mound tonight for the Spikes, making his 12th appearance, 7th start. 4-2 with a 2.89 ERA. He's been terrific with 39 strikeouts, 24 walks. Out of Greenville, North Carolina, 45 2/3, 16 runs, 15 of them earned, 38 hits in the 45 2/3. That's outstanding. 39 strikeouts, 24 walks, with 4 being hit by a pitch. Against Trenton, he went 6 2/3. Tough loss for him on the 30th last Friday night. He went 6 2/3, 5 hits, 4 runs, all earned, struck out 6, walk 3. A very good performance. It just turned out he ended up on the losing end. So they are showing the celebration on the scoreboard from the first half. And the players in the first half, Porter Brown, Corey Taylor, Corson, Holbrook, Schallenberger, they're all in the lineup tonight. All right? So they're the guys that played the entire season. So it's not as if they've changed over the entire team. And Zach Murray, who ended up being the pitcher of the year, and then just went into, I mean, after you can see it on his face, total depression when they said they had to do a picture with Boomer. All right? It's like, okay, why did I pitch all these innings? But, you know, he was from the first half as well, and he was the first half pitcher of the year and the pitcher of the month.
Yes.
Both teams coming out of their respective dugouts. We're about to hear the playing of our national anthem from the Williamsport Area High School Millionaire Marching Band.
As we welcome the Williamsport Area High School Marching Millionaires under the direction of Ryan Bulgarelli to perform our national anthem.
Thank you.
Hinesport Area High School Millionaire Marching Band with the playing of our national anthem and the opening pitch in a moment from Bowman Field on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Great to be with you here at Journey Bank Ballpark at historic Bowman Field. I know Joe will be here tomorrow night for the championship game as we get ready for tonight's game between the Spikes and the Cutters to close out the 2024 season. And Joe and I are already excited about all the possibilities that 2025 will bring for the Spikes. And you can start thinking about those great season ticket plans, and our season ticket holders get a lot of tremendous benefits.
And it's all year long as well. And by the way, new on all season ticket purchases, easy renewal program. You don't even have to think about it. Once you say yes, you can just get renewed year after year after year without lifting a finger. The easy renewal program available now on 2025 Spikes tickets.
First pitch of the game from Binder to Rocaforte is a strike. Last night, Austin went 2-for-3, scored 2 runs, hitting .272. He's driven in 12 with 5 doubles and a triple. Binder delivers. That's outside and low. Bryce Brewer works the plate tonight. Albert Jones, the great man himself, is down at first base. And the umpire third is Cody Kogan. Tim Battle, the manager, coaching down at third, and Jared Brown at first. The pitch by Binder, up high for a ball. That was at 66th. Now, last night, Corson, the slowest pitch he threw last night was 58. His top-out number was 84. That is hit in the air down the right field line. Long run by LaPreet. Reaches up, and in foul territory, makes the catch and runs into the railing. One out.
Well, remember, it was former Spike Brock Holt that, of course, threw pitches so slow when he was on the mound late in his career that StatCast couldn't even track them.
I think they were in the 30s.
Yes.
I think it was something like 38 miles an hour.
Yes, and then there was a 38, and then there was one that they think was 35, but again, StatCast couldn't even track it. I think it has like a minimum speed.
74 degrees under clear skies here at the ballpark tonight. And here's Kyle Russell. Russell, in last night's game, went 0-for-4 with a walk. .259, he's driven in 18 with 7 doubles. First pitch, then a ball, 1 ball, no strikes. The opening pitch of the night at 6:35 was brought to you by America's Carpet Outlet, your locally owned flooring provider located on North Atherton Street in State College for over 25 great years. Remember that America's Carpet Outlet is ACO. Next pitch is a ball. 2 balls and no strikes. All position players pitching tonight. Binder delivers. That's a strike right down the heart. 70-mile-per-hour pitch. It's 2-1. Russell out of Washington State. Lives in Tacoma, Washington. 2-1. That is up the middle into center field for a base hit. So Russell gets things started for the Spikes with their first hit of the night, and that will bring to the plate Caleb Hill. Hill at 264. No home runs, 16 knocked in with two doubles and two triples. Went 0 for 2 last night, but he did knock in a run. Played his collegiate ball at Texas San Antonio out of Midlothian, Texas. 349 this year. And the pitch down low. And for the Roadrunners, he had 10 home runs and 40 knocked in with 12 doubles. In fact, he had 334 in two seasons there with 25 doubles and 17 home runs. Middle infield double play, depth on the ground into left field. That's a base hit. Good piece of hitting by Hill as he slapped it to the left side. And the Spikes have two aboard here in the top of the first. With one out, here's Josh Spiegel. Spiegel at 257, three home runs and 18 knocked in with six doubles. 0 for 2 last night with a walk. 24 years of age, started out his career at Oklahoma State, then went to Penn State, and then closed out at Pitt. Hit 25 collegiate home runs. He drove in 122. The pitch, outside corner for a strike. 0-1 the count. No problem with these guys seeing a first pitch strike just to get a gauge on speed. That was 71 miles an hour. 0-1 the count. That is wrapped in the right field. That's a base hit. Coming around third and coming to the plate and scoring is Russell. And on his way to third will be Caleb Hill. And an RBI single for Josh Spiegel. RBI number 19 for Josh, and it's 1-0 State College. Cam Buford. Buford last night drove in two. He was 2 for 3. Also had a walk, 263 with two home runs, 33 knocked in with seven doubles, two triples. In his career, he has driven in 50 runs with the Spikes. Surprised I knew that, don't you?
I'm never surprised anymore.
Taken aback. Want to know the count. I think I'll come back next year.
That sounds good to me.
1-0. Outside for a ball, 2-0 to Cam. Ooh, 77. Got a little ambitious on that one.
You got two teams with maybe a little differing aims here, but the Spikes are going to go full bore.
Yep. And the pitch. That's on the outside corner for a strike, 2-1 the count. I understand what Ryan Hannigan's doing.
Yep.
But I really appreciate what Tim Battle's doing. That's pure to the game.
Spikes actually took batting practice before the game on the field today.
Down low, 3-1 the count.
And that's not typical for the last game of a season.
That's
but
right.
Tim Battle wants to keep things going through, make sure that the Spikes fight hard all the way to the end.
At the end of the game, I will make a tour of the clubhouse and thank those guys.
Absolutely.
3-1, outside corner, sort of. 3-2 the count. First and third, one out, one run in, top of the first. The pitch. That is lined into left field. That's a base hit. Jogging home from third will be Caleb Hill. And the ball gets away in the outfield. So on his way to third is Spiegel, the throw. Not in time. He gets in there and Buford is on second. Another RBI for Cam, giving him 34 this season. 2-0.
It's a base hit for sure. I'm wondering if there'll be an error along with it with a misplay in left field. But Josh Spiegel, again, he's playing hard too. He actually knocked the ball out of the hands of the third baseman with his slide in there. It wasn't a hard slide necessarily, but he just slid with a purpose.
And Parker Cadu takes a strike. It's 0-1. Parker 0 for 3 last night with a walk at 230. No home runs, 13 knocked in with six doubles and three triples. Binder to the plate. That is popped up. Third base side. Foul territory. Holbrook over it. It hits right at the Spikes dugout and bounces into it. Good effort by Floridis that time and by Holbrook. Neither could get there. It's 0-2.
Right on top of that front rail of the dugout, which has the flat padding on top. Think about it. That's the one the Yankees were leaning on.
Yeah.
Back at the Little League Classic here a few weeks back.
Yeah, they lost. 0-2 the count. What? 3-2 final, Detroit. That's on the ground, just wide of the back of third. Oh, Tim Battle showing a little guts there. Tried to field it that time. He did knock it down. Kept it in the infield.
That's right.
Yeah, let's see what he wants to do with it.
I think he's
find a fan. Nice. That's a beautiful touch. Love it.
I think he was going for the glove, but I think that's his dad there made the two-hand bare hand grab.
Dad's here tonight, huh?
Yes.
That's great. 0-2, a 1-2 the count. That's up high.
Or the youngster's dad, I should say.
The youngster's dad. Gotcha. Okay. 1-2 the count. Second and third, one out. Two runs in. The pitch. Outside. 2-2 the count to Parker Cadu. Sixth batter of the inning. Still just one out. Two runs in. Binder goes set. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him. Two outs, and here is Austin Ball. Ball, a home run, and 16 knocked in with eight doubles on the year. 17 runs scored. Last night went 0-for-2 with two walks and a run scored. 22 walks. He's in the top five in walks in the league. And he's got the power to send this to Loyal Sock. First pitch to Ball. That is hit high in the air, deep to left center field. Back to the wall it goes, and it's going to be off the wall. Two runs are going to score. Ball pulls into second. He has a two-run double, and it's 4-0 State College. RBI 17 and 18 for Austin Ball, and his ninth double of the year.
And Austin Ball sized up the situation, and he just said, if this is good, I'm taking my best cut at it, and he did. He sent it 95 miles an hour off the bat.
It went off the bat 21 miles per hour faster than it was pitched.
Exactly.
It went 350 feet. That is on the ground by Jackson, left side. Perel, the shortstop near the bag, throws in the dirt. Good job by Schallenberger to dig it out. But the Spikes send eight to the plate and four score at the end of a half inning. State College 4, Williamsport coming to bat on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Well, bad news for Boomer. They only had the four-wheeler rented out through tonight. All right, what? 4-0 State College to the bottom of the first inning, and Jacob Peden, the former cutter on the mound tonight. Peden is making his 12th appearance and his 7th start. A 4-2 record with a 2.89 ERA with 39 strikeouts to 24 walks. 45 2/3, he only has given up 38 hits. That's outstanding. That's what you want from your pitcher. 16 runs, 15 earned. Hit four batters along the way. Went 6 2/3 against Trenton the last time out on Friday night. Five hits, four runs, and struck out six, walk three, did take the loss, but he pitched very well in that performance. Defensively, Austin Ball at first, Kyle Russell is at second, TJ Bound at short, Parker Cadu at third, Cam Buford at left, Caleb Hill in center, Austin Rocaforte in right with Josh Spiegel behind the plate. So Levi Parrell at the plate, who went 0 for 4 last night with a run scored. He's actually 0 for 6 in the series. In a series where they piled up a lot of runs, he's 0 for 6. And Peden works from the stretch and delivers. On the ground, right side, and off the glove of Russell into right field for a base hit. Porter Brown to the plate. Brown only played in last night's game. He went 0 for 3, but he scored 2 runs and knocked in 1 because he had 3 walks last night. Middle infield at double play depth. Spikes this year, 35 double plays in the second half, 39 overall, 35 on the ground. Brown's a tough guy to double up. The pitch. Outside corner for a strike, get his own one. 92 with that fastball. The radar gun after the first inning had no idea what to do with that. That pitch was 18 miles an hour faster than when the ball hit for a double. Swing and a miss. Bottom fell out of that one. It's 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes, and Savannah's here. 0-2 the count. Peden glances over at first, short lead by Parrell. The pitch. That is lined to left field. That's a base hit. Good piece of hitting by Brown. First and second with nobody out. Corey Taylor. Taylor in last night's game went 2 for 6 with a home run and a double. And overall, he is 4 for 12 in the series. Taylor bats from the right side. Well, as Joe always says, as the one guy that's ever called a triple play in this broadcast, you can't have a triple play unless you have this situation. Taylor at 274, 2 home runs, 15 knocked in, 4 doubles. Inside for a ball, 1 ball and no strikes. Starting about that time with a changeup. You always tell the changeup. He's going to throw 92 at the fastball. Changeup was 8 miles per hour slower. 1-0. Peden delivers. That is fouled to our right and out of play. 1-1 the count.
Just past 7 years since that triple play was turned. Zach Kirtley started it and almost had an unassisted triple play.
I know. That would have been really neat.
I mean, that is the only triple play in Spikes history. Labor Day 2017.
1-1 wave and a missed curveball that time. It's 1-2. You made a great call on it, too.
Well, thank you.
Obviously, I wouldn't know how to do it. First and second and nobody out. Just don't have the experience. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Got him. A strikeout brought to you by Mountain Indy Health, our view of healthcare, all about you. More than 30 medical specialties, several primary care practices. We're here for you. Learn more at mountainindy.org. For a strikeout for Jacob Peden, here is Jacob Corson. Well, he pitched 3 innings last night. In his only appearance in the series, gave up 4 hits, 2 runs, walked 3, did not strike out a batter. And just for the heck of it, he's going to make a plate appearance tonight. His first one of the series. Corson out of Bucknell, 295, 2 home runs, 23 knocked in, 12 doubles and a triple. Interesting dilemma, in my opinion, for Ryan Hannigan tomorrow night, which I talked about with you earlier.
Yes.
Here is the set and the pitch. Outside corner for a strike. 0-2 now the count on Corson. What do I do with catcher? And I think part of it's going to be, look, I am a big believer, because you and I, one thing you do in this job, you talk to a lot of people. That's how you garner more background, information, knowledge outside for ball 1-2. Ollie Marmol, who's now the manager of the St. Louis Cardinals, for 2 years was the manager of the State College Spikes. And he was telling you and I about when they got to the final game against Tri-City, the night they won it, he put out his best offensive lineup. Outside for a ball 2-2. He says, because Tony La Russa firmly believed in the 7th and deciding game, or back then the 5th and deciding game, you always put out your best offensive lineup.
Yes.
And then if you needed to mix in defense later, you can. Well, it paid off. The Spikes scored 6 in the first and never looked back. All right. The pitch by Peden outside 3-2. Harper is not just a good catcher. He is a terrific catcher with a great arm. Better than Holbrook. No, with all due respect to McGuire. McGuire yes. has the superior bat.
Absolutely.
Harper's a 185 hitter. 3-2 the count on Corson. The pitch. Foul straight back, still 3-2. I'm thinking if it's Trenton, he starts Holbrook. The dilemma comes if it's West Virginia who wants to run.
Exactly.
That, and I'm saying it's a dilemma. I think I'd still start my best offensive lineup because if it's good enough for Tony La Russa, it's good enough for me. Right? But that's how you play a deciding game.
Absolutely.
The pitch. Outside ball, four bases loaded. I'll never forget when the Cubs played the Pirates in the one-game playoff. Joe Maddon, even though he had not, he'd only played a handful of games all season because of injuries, he started Kyle Schwarber in right field.
Yep.
And in the first inning, he put it into the river. And Clint Hurdle did not start Alvarez at first.
Yes.
And I think it cost him.
Well, every run's at a premium. So if you in postseason play or going to be a championship game tomorrow, you definitely want to be able to score as many as possible.
Line drive left field, Holbrook base hit. That'll play to run. It's 4-1. That's why Holbrook probably will start tomorrow.
Yep. Yeah, he's going to have a place somewhere in this lineup, whether it's behind the plate, first base, DH.
Yeah, he's playing. He's now driven in 32 runs. And here's Schallenberger, who's been on base 9 straight times in this series. Up to 261, 2 home runs, 18 knocked in with 9 doubles and a triple. Schallenberger, 1-for-1 last night, was hit by a pitch twice. The pitch, that is hit high in the air, deep to right field, to the corner it goes, and that ball is going to be off the wall. Well, they're only going to get one run out of it. Now they're going to get two out. Now they're going to get out at home plate. Wow. What a base running mistake that was. You could tell right away the ball was well hit. Schallenberger's going to get a wall ball single.
Yeah. Wall ball single. Austin Rocaforte made a great effort to get to it, and it wasn't immediately clear at first if he had it or not. But,
right.
Yeah, you got to figure that ball's well hit, and you get far enough that you can scramble back if you need to, especially with Rocaforte going all the way out to right field.
So, yeah, first and second now with two outs as Corson was thrown out at the plate that time. I know they put it down as an E9. And here is Ali Lapreed. Lapreed, the right fielder, the pitch to him. That's outside and low. Lapreed checks in at 192. Two home runs, 11 knocked in with 3 doubles. Lapreed last night went 1-for-6, drove in a run. And in the series, he is 3-for-10. Outside and low, it's 2-0. 4-2 State College, bottom of the first.
I think the other conundrum for Williamsport, I think we kind of saw it with Corson there. We've seen what they've done with the pitching staff. Do you play full bore, or do you save something for tomorrow?
High in the air, center field, but playable. Backpedaling is Caleb Hill underneath it. Puts it away with two hands, and the inning is over. They get 2 runs on 3 hits. There was 1 error and 2 left. At the end of 1, 4-2 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Let's go! Hey, this is LeVar Arrington here, and this year, the Stick City Tailgate returns for the 2024 football season. We are offering turnkey tailgating with all the fun and no work. That's right. What are you waiting for? Go to disruptupsu.com. Disruptupsu.com and get your season tickets to Stick City Tailgate now.
It's a great time of the year to explore our valleys in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Head to Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park for a boat ride tour through America's only all-water cavern and farm nature wildlife park. Or time travel at Columbus Chapel and Bold Museum to explore European and American history collected over 200 years. Visit the Pennsylvania Military Museum to honor the Commonwealth's men and women in service in the armed forces, civilian activities on the home front, and Pennsylvania's contributions to military innovation. Learn more about the athletic history and the heritage of the legends of the blue and white at the Penn State All Sports Museum. Your adventures can include new hiking, biking, and walking driving tours. We're in the center of it all, shopping, dining, beautiful outdoors, and unique museums. Plan your adventures at happyvalley.com or stop in at the visitor centers located in State College, Bellefonte, and Phillipsburg.
Top half of the second inning, 4-2 State College. Will Binder back to the mound for Williamsport. And he will face T.J. Pound and then back to the top of the order, Austin Rocaforte and Kyle Russell. Pound getting the start for the second straight night at shortstop, went 0-2 last night. T.J. at 137, no home runs, six knocked in, and has one double on the season. If he can get on base, he'll run. And we're just about set to go. 320 down the left field line, 411 dead center, 328 down the right field line. The walls are 8 feet high at the respective bullpens in left and right. It goes to 12 feet high all the way around in between, except for the batter's eye, which is 15 feet high in center field. So here's Pound batting from the right side against Binder, who works from the windup. And that pitch is foul, first base side, not a play. Championship game is here tomorrow night at 6:35. It's either going to be West Virginia or Trenton. We'll update you on, in fact, let's take a moment here to update you on the scores. I know West Virginia had already started. The pitch, outside corner for a strike, curveball at 66. It's 0-2. So here it's 4-2 State College. Meanwhile, in the bottom of the second, West Virginia and Mahoning Valley are scoreless, although West Virginia has second and third, two outs, outside for a ball 1-2. Trenton and Frederick just about ready to start with a 7:05 start at Frederick. 1-2. Low one outside. He bounced that one in. It's 2-2. Two balls and two strikes the count. Entire league comes together here tomorrow night, which will be a fun night with the title on the line. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him. One gone. Second strikeout for Will Binder. Rocaforte flew out to right field in the first inning.
Number eight, right fielder, Austin Rocaforte.
So Binder with one out and the base is empty. And the pitch. Threw it over the head of Rocaforte. It's 1-0, 64 with that one. Rocaforte was in no danger. And the 1-0. Swing and a miss. 74 with that one. Did not get around. I probably pulled his head off of it based on how he finished. It's 1-1. Hopefully they'll sell this place out tomorrow night. The pitch. It's on the ground. Wide of the bag at third. And Tim Battle hops in the air and the ball goes underneath his feet. 1-2. Tonight's a okay crowd. I'll say this, the picnic area completely filled, as is the UPMC deck. 1-2 up high, 2-2. Seats around in other areas, in between the two areas. It's a mix. It's sparse in some areas. Hopefully tomorrow with the title game, they'll have fireworks after the game here tomorrow night as well. 2-2. That is looped, foul, playable, and reeled in by the first baseman Schellenberger. Two outs. Kyle Russell singled to center to start the four-run rally in the first inning.
Second baseman Kyle Russell
scored on that one. Russell now at 265 with that hit. And that run he scored was his 16th as a Spike. First pitch swinging in the air, right field, well hit, back to the wall, and reeled in by Lapreed on the warning track, and the inning is over. Well, Binder puts together a 1-2-3 second at the end of an inning and a half. 4-2. State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Bottom of the second, 4-2 State College, and the pitcher Will Binder will lead it off, followed by Mikey Floridas and Levi Perrell. Technically, he is the first pitcher to hit in the league this season. He is the starting pitcher, even though he's a third baseman by trade. And Peden will start out. And the pitch. Outside corner for strike, it is 0-1.
Only a slight correction. Austin Ball finished out a game in Mahoning Valley earlier this year. Did come to the plate while as a pitcher.
Binder at 188, no home runs, six knocked in. Say this, his stats are like a pitcher.
Yes, that is true.
I always love that. Oh, there's so much more strategy. Really? Right? Guy gets on base, he's going to bunt. Oh, nobody in the ballpark knew it? Like, come on.
Crazy.
0-2, the pitch. That's hit in the air to left field to Buford. Drifts back, reaches up, and makes the catch. He made that exponentially more dramatic than it should have been. One out. Slightly misjudged.
Yeah, I think Cam has the athleticism, though, to make up for a lot of errors in judgment out there. And he's still learning. You know, he's mostly been a corner infielder. He's still learning the outfield.
I mean, he played third base almost exclusively at Grambling. He was all swag third baseman. Mikey Floridas at the plate. The pitch to him is a strike. It's 0-1. Last night went 1-for-3. He knocked in three last night. And in the series, he is 2-for-8 with four runs knocked in. The pitch. Swing and a miss. It's 0-2. On the season, Floridas is at 205 with no home runs, seven knocked in, and a double. I don't know what they're going to do with third tomorrow. The pitch. It's on the ground. Left side. Cadu's got it. Ranging to his left. Throws in time. Two gone. I don't know what they're going to do with that spot. That has been a weak offensive spot for this team all season. Donahue's not a great hitter over there. Binder's not a great hitter, at least, you know, average-wise, and Floridas definitely is not.
Yeah.
I'd look around and I'd ask Holbrook if he could play third. Can you play third?
Exactly.
Here's Levi Perrell. Single to right and scored in the first. 4-2 State College, bottom of the second. Low one outside that just missed that. Boy, that was a borderline curveball that time from Peden. Could have had that call. 1-0 the count. And the pitch. That is to center field on the line. Hill is over. Caleb's there. Reaches up with the glove. Makes the catch. And the inning is over. 1-2-3 go the cutters in the second. So at the end of two full, it's still 4-2 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Did you know that August 11th is 811 Day? Before you begin any outdoor home improvement projects, such as planting a tree or installing a fence, call Pennsylvania 811 or visit paonecall.org 3 to 10 business days before you dig. Pennsylvania 811 is your ticket to avoiding an underground utility catastrophe. Hitting a water main or taking out the cable before the big game isn't going to make you many friends in your neighborhood. Safety is in your hands. Every dig, every time.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
West Virginia 2-0 top of the third. Trenton and Frederick scoreless bottom of the first. We'll find out between Trenton and West Virginia. Now Trenton controls their own destiny. They win, they're here. Spikes lead at 4-2 top of the third. Caleb Hill will lead it off, followed by Josh Spiegel, Cam Buford. Hill singled the left and scored in the first. 4-2 State College. Binder back on the mound for his third inning of work. Outside for ball 1-0 the count. So he's warming up and he throws one in the dirt and he looks at the catcher Holbrook and goes, that's on me. No kidding, really? 1-0. That is in the left field. Well hit. Back to the wall. Looking up and that's going to be off the wall. Hill is around first. On his way to second. He'll have himself a stand-up double as Caleb Hill has his third double of the season. That's his fifth extra base hit this year. And you want to talk about a bat in the final 3.5 weeks that has come alive. It's Caleb Hill. Josh Spiegel, RBI single, scored a run in the first. Spiegel is 19th RBI. 13 of those 19 in the last 3 weeks. Swing and a miss. He's hit three home runs. Five of those six doubles have been in the last 3 weeks, including one here on Monday afternoon. 0-1. On the ground, right side. Picked up by Schallenberger. Race to the bag. Mark wins it. On to third. Goes Hill. One out. Cam Buford, RBI double to left and scored a run. For Buford, double number 8 and RBI number 34. They're going to wait for Spiegel to get back. Of course, Josh has to put on the catcher's equipment. In football, when they change and the offense puts somebody out there, the defense is allowed to change. That is on the ground up the middle. Base hit. That's another RBI for Buford. Scoring from third for the Spikes will be Hill. 5-2. Cam now with 4 RBIs in 2 nights. And that gives him 35 in the season. So what will happen is the defense is now allowed to change, and they'll, depending on the situation, it's called turtle. You take your time getting off the field because guess what? We're allowed to change. Spiegel just pulled a turtle. Parker Cadu struck out swinging his first time. 5-2 State College. Popped him up in the infield. Schallenberger, the first baseman, underneath it. Backs up, makes the catch on the grass. Two outs. Austin Ball, first pitch he saw, doubled to left field. Knocked in two. Ball now with 18 RBIs with 9 doubles. Out to the left side. Buford with the leadoff first. And the pitch. That's fouled straight back by Ball. Went for the first pitch again. Look, here's the other part about Buford at first. It's not Harper back there. It's Holbrook. We all know that Cam is 19 to 21 stolen bases. And Binder, quote, doesn't throw hard. There he goes. The pitch, they don't even bother throwing. He has the bag uncontested. Pitch was a ball. It's 1-1. Joe acts like I don't know the game. Too often, so judgmental. 1-1 the count. And the pitch. Ball, foul. Lycoming Creek, third base side, now to play. 77 with that one as Binder reached back for a little extra that time. Nobody minds if we have a little fun, do you? The pitch. Foul, third base side. That's actually closer to Route 15 than it is Lycoming Creek. It's still 1-2. New baseballs brought out for home plate umpire Bryce Brewer. 5-2 State College, top of the third. Pleasure to have you with us all season long. We are so fortunate to have such great fans that listen. 1-2 the count and the pitch. That's a slow roller back to Binder. He's got it. Gee, as an infielder, you look pretty calm. Throws over to first in time, and the inning is over. But the Spikes get a run on two hits, and Strand one, 2.5 gone, 5-2 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
What is dadication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dadication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine now welcomes new patients. Call 814-865-3566. 5-2 State College to the bottom of the third. Meanwhile, West Virginia in Morgantown in the top of the third is leading Mahoning Valley 2-0. Trenton is in the top of the second at Frederick, and that game is scoreless. If Trenton wins, it's theirs. But if Trenton loses and West Virginia wins, David Carpenter and company will be here tomorrow night. Porter Brown leads it off, singled to left and scored in the first. Jacob Peden back to work. Outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes, 88 with that one. The manager, Ryan Hannigan, is down at third, and Sean Miller is coaching at first. 1-0 the count. Peden delivers. Outside corner for a strike. Went curveball that time. It's 1-1. Works from the first base side of the mound. Hill, the center fielder, maybe about 20 steps into right center. And the 1-1. In the air, left center field. Hill jogs over along with Buford. Cam takes it, and Buford registers the out. One gone in the third. Corey Taylor struck out swinging in the first.
Number 27, second baseman, Corey Taylor.
Taylor's driven in a lot of runs here down the stretch. And this series has been no exception. Taylor has driven in three in this series so far. Homered last night, also had a double. The pitch, wave and a miss. It was in the dirt that time. He chased it. It was a curveball. It's 0-1. No balls and a strike. Beaton always works from the stretch. With one out, the base is empty. He delivers line drive right at the third baseman, Cadu, who snow cones it. Two outs. Jacob Corson walked back in the first and then was thrown out at home, 9-4-2. Five-two State College, bottom of the third. Peden goes set and delivers. Outside for a ball, 90 with that fastball. It's 1-0. Rocaforte a little deeper in right. Hill about maybe 20 steps into right center. Buford off the line and left and deep. Corson takes it high at the letters. It's 2-0. That was the slider that time from Peden. 2-0 the count. And Jacob delivers. Line drive center field. That'll fall for a base hit. Two out single to center by Corson, who makes the turn at first. That's the fourth hit of the night for Williamsport. And that stops a streak of six consecutive hitters set down by Jacob Peden. And here's Mitchell Holbrook, RBI single in the first. 5-2 State College in the bottom of the third. And Corson off to his lead. The pitch just missed the inner half that time. It's close. One ball and no strikes. Peden goes set and to the plate. Hit in the air down the right field line. Slicing foul and out of play. It's 1-1. One ball and one strike the count. 5-2 State College. Bottom of the third. So far they've out-hit the cutters 7-4. Peden to the plate. That is fouled over the roof to our right and out of play. It's 1-2. That was a changeup that time from Jacob. Ball and two strikes. Leads off first, Corson does. 1-2. On the ground, one hopper. Picked up there by the shortstop, Pound, who flips it over to Russell at second to end the inning. No runs, a hit, and one left. And at the end of three full, it's 5-2 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are where the stars meet and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, except Ultra Premium, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime ribeye on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at celebritiesbarandgrill.com for more details.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Top half of the fourth inning. Will Binder back to work. His fourth inning of work as a position player starting the game tonight. 5-2 State College as we go to the fourth inning. They were handing out Cutter's Cash with Boomer's picture on it. Not redeemable anywhere. And to take us through the middle three innings, if I were to sit here and list everything about Joe Putnam that you can praise somebody about, we would be here until the end of the game, and I mean that.
Thank you very much, Steve.
What a privilege to work with you all these years, and looking forward to many more years of working with you.
Yes, indeed. 16 years, and it'll be 17 in 2025.
Bet.
Manny Jackson takes a strike on the outer edge. And, oh, by the way, we do want to remind everybody, this is the Toyota RAV4 fourth inning, proudly brought to you by Toyota and your Central PA Toyota dealers. For a dealership near you, visit toyota.com.
Only the privileged get to read that one.
Pitch outside to Manny Jackson, 1-1 the count. Steve Jones, what a tremendous, tremendous broadcast partner for anybody to have. It's been my privilege and honor to be up here in the same booth with Steve, and looking forward again, like you said, many, many more. Manny Jackson, a guy who's played both halves of the MLB Draft League season in 2024, gives this one a ride down the right field line. Does it stay fair? No. Just foul. And that, I think that cleared the Williamsport bullpen, but Albert Jones was out there keeping an eye on it. Jared Brown's coaching first base. Kind of wondering, hey, he got that. But Albert was in the exact right spot he needed to be. You could clearly see the ball. He had the best angle on it. Pointed foul. 1-2 to Manny. And the pitch. Fastball off the plate outside. I say fastball, of course. 2-2. Manny out of Coral Gables, Florida, went to Norfolk State University, was a catcher for the Spartans, and just a tremendous, tremendous individual, a guy who time and time again was ready to serve in whatever role he needed to be. Catcher, first baseman, designated hitter, and the 2-2 foul to the third base side. Somebody who also has made great strides at the plate himself over the first half and the second half of the season, starting his professional career here in the second half. So proud to have a couple of home runs under his belt as a pro. 3 home runs overall this season. And now a 3-2 count on him as the pitch is low. Binder delivers, smack down the first baseline, but foul. Albert Jones hopping out of the way of that one, so he knew it would be a foul ball. Still a full count. May to be followed by Grant Norris in the on-deck circle. Austin Roccaforte after that. Grant came on as a defensive replacement in the last inning. He was at second base with Kyle Russell moving over to short. And pitches outside, ball 4. So Manny draws a leadoff walk. It is the first walk for Binder in this game, although the Spikes have been able to notch 7 hits off him. Grant Norris, the Penn Stater, and what a great, great individual he is as well, out of Johnstown, or at the Johnstown area down in Somerset, PA. And he swings the first pitch and lines it into left field, a base hit. Great having the Nittany Lions on the squad here for the second half. 4 different players who have called Medler Field at Lebrano Park home with Penn State baseball have been a part of the Spikes here in the second half. And you know, State College has the best record in the MLB Draft League when you take both halves into consideration, but those 4 Penn Staters were a big reason why they were able to power their way into the postseason conversation the last 2 weeks. And now Austin Roccaforte at the plate, and he lines it into left field, a base hit. Jackson had to hurry to third. He was waiting to see if the ball would fall. Of course, in trying for the forced play, but the throw not in time. So back-to-back singles for Grant Norris and Austin Roccaforte. And here's Kyle Russell, now the shortstop in the game. Russell is 1-for-2, singled and scored in the first inning, flat out to right in the second, and after 3-plus innings and a total of 61 pitches will Binder's night will be done, and we will get our first pitching change. And again, all position players for the Crosscutters tonight. And coming in now from right field, here's going to be the machinations now, because the pitcher's in the starting lineup. So now we'll see the switch of mitts. Outfield, first base, pitcher. They'll all change here, so basically be an entirely new alignment. And Kenny Thomas, the assistant coach for Williamsport, is coming out to the plate umpire, Bryce Brewer, right now to sort of explain all the changes that are going to be taking place. So you've now got Ollie Lapreed is going to come into the game to pitch. He was changing his mitt from an outfielder's, which is a bigger one, has the bigger web, to one that more is more of an infield mitt to be a pitcher. So he will check in to the mound after starting in right field. And now where does everybody else go? And it looks like well, Schallenberger's going to stay at first base. It's just going to be, it looks like, I think it's going to be a switch of pitcher and right fielder. And this is perfectly, the only question is, now of course now with Shohei Ohtani, you can list the same player. Mitch McCabe will check in and play right field. So McCabe now in right field. Lapreed now the pitcher. And it looks like the rest of the defense has remained the same. The only question is, and you can put in Will Binder as both the pitcher and the DH, and he can continue on as the designated hitter despite being removed as the pitcher. That, of course, in response to Shohei Ohtani's two-way success. The rules changing, of course, say unprecedented. It's not without precedent, but back in the day of other successful two-way players like Babe Ruth, there was no designated hitter, so it would just be positional changes anyway. So I think what's going to go on here, now McCabe is in. I believe he'll go into the eighth spot in the order. But Binder could continue on as the DH. The question is there going to be a designated hitter in the game? Now, really that'll only come up if they try to put Will Binder back in the game, which he can be the pitcher, also the DH. Lapreed's first pitch outside to Russell, next pitch outside as well. Lapreed is a right-hander, by the way. We don't usually look at the throwing arm, which way they throw for a position player, unless it's a unique position for a lefty. As a fly ball to right field is caught by McCabe, tagging from third is Jackson. He'll score. Norris moves up to third. And the Spikes tack on another run. Kyle Russell with a sacrifice fly to make it a 6-2 lead here in the top of the fourth. That'll bring up Caleb Hill, who is halfway to the cycle. A single in the first, a double in the third. He has scored on both occasions. First and third with one out for Hill. Well, the DH can continue on, then the DH can take the field, and that'll eliminate the DH role for the rest of the game, but they can stay on. There are still those things you can do with the lineup. Obviously, it's a lot more prevalent in the National League days of no DH as the fly ball drops in for a base hit. And by the way, Rocco Forte did move up to second and now to third as Hill's RBI single drops in. That'll make it a 7-2 game. Runners at the corners with one out and Josh Spiegel coming to the plate. Spiegel saw his collegiate season this spring cut short. He was looking to make a mark coming back to Happy Valley. He said it felt like he was coming back home playing for the Spikes here in the second half. And certainly it has been great to have him back at Medler Field, Lebronto Park. 3 home runs, 18 RBIs after his ribby in the first inning. Actually, 19 for the season after his ribby in the first. And the pitch. Smacks this one down the left field line. That's a base hit that'll roll to the corner, and another run will score as Rocaforte trots in. Hill turns on the Jets. He rounds third. Here's the relay throw to the plate, and it's off the mark. Holbrook can't quite handle it cleanly. And Hill slides in safely. It'll be a two-run double for Josh Spiegel and a four-run fourth inning for the Spikes. They are not letting up here. 9-2 lead for State College, and I think Tim Battle and talked about it earlier. Spikes took batting practice on the field before the game today. Usually you say, oh, they do that every day. But last game of the season, when you know you're not going to play any further, usually you back off a bit, you take it easy, you get out of the last game, go forward. But Tim Battle made certain that the Spikes were in the right frame of mind to put the pedal to the metal here and finish strong in the 2024 season. They are doing that tonight. Cam Buford is a two for two with a double, two RBIs, and he may add another one as he lines it to center field. Spiegel around third. He's coming to the plate. There'll be no relay throw, and it's an RBI single for Cam Buford. His third run batted in this evening as Spiegel scores from second, and it is a 10-2 game. And you know, and again, these two teams have different names. Ryan Hannigan is squarely focused on tomorrow's MLB Draft League Championship game against either the Trenton Thunder or the West Virginia Black Bears, still to be determined by tonight's action in the final day of the regular season. First pitch to Parker Cadu, outside for a ball. Trackman actually had that as a strike, but it's 1-0. Lapreed has sort of a natural curveball action to his throws, and that pitch is fouled back, 1-1. That came in at 74. It's been his top out number so far. But Tim Battle's going to keep on playing. Here's the 1-1. And this one smacked foul, first base side, out toward the batting tunnel and out of play. 1-2. 10 runs on 12 hits, one error for State College. 2 runs, 4 hits, no errors for Williamsport. Parker Cadu joined the Spikes shortly after the start of the second half, and he has been outstanding as well. Cadu definitely the kind of guy who might attract some attention. By the way, the MLB Draft League had another player signed out of the second half today as the Milwaukee Brewers earlier on announced a signing. As the 3-2 comes into Cadu, it's up high for ball four. Buford moves to second. First walk for Lapreed. And still one out in the inning, as Austin Ball will step up. Two-run double in the first inning. Rounded back to the pitcher in the third. Tanner Gillis, right-hander out of Mahoning Valley, signed by the Brewers. Contract purchased from the MLB Draft League. As again, I want to reiterate as well that we get people interested, coaches, players all the time. How do I get in? How does my player get in to the MLB Draft League? Well, if you head to MLBDraftLeague.com, all players in the league are assigned by Prep Baseball Report. Prep Baseball, the operator of the league, gathers the players, assigns them to different teams. So if you head to MLBDraftLeague.com, there's a form there on how to get involved with the MLB Draft League. Fly ball to center field. Porter Brown is there to make the play. Runners tag to second and third. Buford moves up to third. Cadu tagging from first on a fly ball to center. And now second and third, two outs is Manny Jackson, the 10th batter of the inning for the Spikes. He walked to start off this frame. Officially 0-for-1 tonight with a run scored. But if you're looking to get involved, MLBDraftLeague.com is the place to go. So here's a grounder on to short, taken in by Perel. Throw on to first in time, and the inning is over. Well, the Spikes had 5 runs. They do so on 5 hits in the inning. No errors, two runners left, and at the end of three and a half, it is 10-2 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
At Toyota, reliability is our legacy. Like the all-new, fully redesigned 25 Camry. The best just got better. Or a Corolla. Fun to drive. Styled to be seen. Or an adventure-ready RAV4. Available with all-wheel drive. Or check out a new Tacoma. Or the rugged Tundra. Find out more at buyatoyota.com. Offers end September 30th. Toyota. Let's go places.
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in Central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Bottom half of the fourth inning, and the State College Spikes making a pitching change here. Jacob Peden going three innings in his final start of the year. Two runs, both earned on four hits, a walk, a strikeout, 40 pitches, 28 strikes. But Jacob this season has had an outstanding year, a 4-2 record. His four wins are tied for the most, along with Nick Hohenstein and Jordan Morales for the Spikes in the second half. And Peden now will give way to the right-hander, Dalen Carraway, the McNeese State product. And by the way, yesterday we awarded the PSECU People's Choice Award to Cooper Hext, who unfortunately on bereavement leave here to finish out the regular season. We certainly wish the best to Cooper, to his family and friends down in Louisiana. But he was the PSECU People's Choice Award winner. It was nice to talk with Spikes manager Tim Battle last night about Cooper's impact. But Dalen Carraway was his college teammate at McNeese State. He's actually driving Cooper's car back down to Louisiana, and he's carrying that PSECU People's Choice Award along with him, and hopefully we'll be able to get a photo. And we certainly are going to build that treasure trove of photos for Dalen Carraway in action this year, as his first pitch of the night is low for a ball, 1-0. Spikes up 10-2 here in the bottom half of this Toyota RAV fourth inning. And with the starter, Peden, not going the requisite five, Carraway could very well come away with a victory. He's 1-1 this year, making his 17th appearance. That is the third most in the second half for any Spikes pitcher. Fastball's a strike on the outer edge, 1-1. Two holds to his credit this year as well. 18 strikeouts to 9 walks over 16 and 2/3. A 1-1 count to Mark Schallenberger, who reached last time up on a sacrifice fly to right. It was errant upon. This time he lines it down the left field line to the corner. Around first, Schallenberger pulls into second. That's now 11 straight plate appearances without recording an out in this series, because, of course, even though there was an error last time up, he gets credit for the sacrifice fly and an RBI because a run would have scored, so that does not count as a time at bat. And there was not an out on the play, as a matter of fact. There was an error, so Schallenberger now has been up 11 times in this three-game set and has avoided making an out in all of them. He is at second base now as Ollie LaPree. Now the pitcher in the game himself checks in to the plate. 0-1 with a fly out to center. Start of the game. Right grounder on to third. Picked up by Cadu. Throw across the diamond in time. Schallenberger will stay at second. One gone. And we saw last night Schallenberger hit by pitch twice on the right elbow. The second time. And Ryan Hannigan, the Williamsport manager, is going to take no chances. He took Schallenberger out of the game after the second time hit by pitch. Knows he's going to be an important part of the championship game tomorrow, which will take place here at Journey Bank Ballpark at historic Bowman Field. Mitch McCabe, now the right fielder in for his first at-bat, taking over in the spot held by Will Binder to start the game. And the first pitch to McCabe swung on and missed. Binder, by the way, goes three innings, nine hits, eight runs, all earned, one walk, two strikeouts, 61 pitches, 41 for strikes. He's the pitcher of record in the game right now, but that is not what Ryan Hannigan is thinking about. He's thinking about tomorrow and who might help the Crosscutters on the mound, and he wants the entire staff to be available. As the 0-1 pitch to McCabe swung on and missed, 0-2 the count. Again, 10-2 lead for the Spikes, and Caraway delivers. That is low for a ball, 1-2. Meanwhile, on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard around the other two games in the MLB Draft League, Trenton controls its own destiny. Win, and they are in to the title game tomorrow here in Williamsport. They're in Frederick tonight, and the Thunder lead it 2-0, bottom of the third inning. That pitch low for a ball, 2-2. The Trenton runs scoring on an Andy Blake RBI ground out and a Jack O'Reilly single, both in the top of the third inning. Meanwhile, West Virginia needing a Trenton loss to advance and a win themselves. They're leading Mahoning Valley 7-2 in the bottom of the fourth. And the pitch to McCabe swung on and missed, strike three. So the first strikeout of the night for Dale and Caraway, the second for Spikes. Pitching brought to you by Mountain Any Health. Parents trust Mountain Any Health with the most important people in their lives, their children. That's why we offer compassionate and comprehensive pediatric care. We're here to help. Visit mountainitney.org/pediatrics. Two down to the bottom of the fourth, and Mikey Floridas the batter. Floridas is 0-1 with a ground out to third. Caraway to the plate. Fastball down and away, 2-0 the count. Bases loaded, bases clearing, double for Alex Vergara, the biggest hit of the night for West Virginia that game at the bottom of the fourth as the pitch to Floridas fouled away, first base side, now 1-1. It will be the last game of the year for Mahoning Valley. Scrappers were in the picture for the second half championship throughout as well, but faltered late. 1-1. Fastball and a strike on the outer half. Ball and two strikes to Floridas. Here in Williamsport, a 10-2 lead for the Spikes, the holders of the best overall record in the MLB Draft League in the year 2024. And the pitch swung on him is strike three. Caraway with back-to-back K's to finish off the fourth inning. Brought to you by Mountain Nittany Health. Looking to be part of an all-star team? Mountain Nittany Health offers exciting opportunities with excellent pay and benefits. Apply today at mountainnittany.org/careers. One hit, one runner left, four innings gone, 10-2 State College on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
At Toyota, reliability is our legacy. Like the all-new, fully redesigned 25 Camry. The best just got better. Or a Corolla. Fun to drive. Styled to be seen.
or an adventure-ready RAV4, available with all-wheel drive. Or check out a new Tacoma or the rugged Tundra. Find out more at buyatoyota.com. Offers end September 30th. Toyota, let's go places.
New pitcher for Williamsport in the fifth inning after Ollie LaPreed finished out the fourth on the mound for the Crosscutters. It is now number 7, Kyson Donahue. So you have number 5, Will Binder starting. Number 6, Ollie LaPreed following. And then Kyson Donahue, number 7 on here in the fifth inning. There is no number 8 on the playing roster for the Crosscutters. Otherwise, we'd have a trend going. And the Grant Norris, the second baseman, leading off. He is 1-for-1, singled in the fourth inning, his first plate appearance. He's now got a 1-2 count on him here.
Big game tomorrow. And I understand that after going to State College,
yes,
they feel that Jerry fits the bill really well here.
2-2, lifted in the air, right center field, over for it is the center fielder, Porter Brown. He'll make the play.
They said, what would you be willing to do to have him work here? I said, I'll drive him up myself. No need for an exchange of cash or anything. I said, you going to drive him home? I said, no. I said, I got to go back.
Well, that means you've got an hour in the car with him.
No. That's what the roof rack's made for.
Austin Rocaforte is 1-for-3 with a run scored tonight. He takes a ball, 1-1.
Said, who do you want him to drive home? I said, just get Boomer's parole officer after he drops him off. What?
2-1 the count. No, I think it will be a fun time. We'll have representation.
Oh, I think it will be, yeah.
From across the MLB Draft League here in Williamsport tomorrow. And, again, we don't know yet. As it stands right now, if Trenton holds its lead, they'll be here. If they fall and West Virginia holds on to its lead, the Black Bears will be here. Austin Rocaforte takes a walk with one out here in the top of the fifth. And now Kyle Russell, the batter. Started the game at second, moved over to short, 1-for-2 with a sac fly, an RBI, and a run score.
Well, it's the one time when you get the most people involved in the league together.
Yeah. The one game that we can all, you know, back in the day in the New York Penn League, there was the All-Star game.
Right.
Would take place in August. Now, obviously, there'd be playoffs, but only, you know, those teams. This is really the only time we're going to have multiple teams from across the league all converging here, or at least representatives from all those teams here in one spot. 2-0 the count, and Russell takes a strike on the corner.
I'll be at the field at Top Trees talking to James Franklin.
That sounds like a good place as well.
Yeah, no, I'm contractually obligated.
2-1.
I love talking to James.
Absolutely. But, up high for ball 3.
But that's my job.
Yeah.
It's what I do.
That's right. A lot of good to talk about. 1-0.
Looking to be 1-0 again.
That's right.
Ah, see? I was just say, see the flashing lights up there?
I did.
Yeah.
Bonus light show.
No, it's, you know, they like to be an hour early for Boomer. What?
Kyle Russell takes a walk as well. So he is down to first. Rocaforte to second. And Caleb Hill, 3-for-3 tonight with an RBI, a double. And he has scored 3 runs as well. He'll stand in the left-handed box and the pitch in tight for a ball, 1-0.
It's up to 283 now.
Well, he's boosted his average. Yes. That pitch is a strike, 1-1. Yes, there is the wee-oo coming in.
Hey, they know who it's for. No, pulling into the parking lot here.
Pitch upstairs for a ball, 2-1.
Boomer's hands are shaking.
Two balls and a strike, and that's fouled away, 2-2. By the way, I did promise in the fifth inning, and we are in the fifth inning now, that I would make mention of the folks that are have been in Suite 514 all season long at Mettler Field at Lebrano Park.
Yes.
And so to the folks at Suite 514, Steve and I salute you. I know they were wishing for this salute to come a little earlier in the game, but I promised the fifth, and so I deliver. 3-2 swung on and missed.
Well, that's the rockin' suite.
Yes, that it is.
All right. Great picture of Scott Walker and I.
Yes.
In that suite, I think it was about 10 days ago.
Yep.
And the karaoke in there.
Yes.
Great big screen TV.
Yes, indeed.
Man, really nice. I thought I'd be there on Friday night watching the Eagles. No, I'm just kidding.
Crowder to the left side, under the diving Perel into left field. Rocaforte moves up to third. Russell to second. Ball gets away, but is backed up by the catcher, Holbrook. Josh Spiegel with his third hit of the night. He has a double and three RBIs to his credit as well. And has scored two runs also. And now the bases are loaded with two outs in the top of the fifth for Cam Buford. All he's done this evening is go 3-for-3. With three RBIs, a stolen base, and a run scored. So nothing much.
And he's up to he's got the 36 runs knocked in.
Whew.
He has knocked in five runs the last two games.
And 20 steals this season for Cam as well.
Yep. And in one grand slam.
Already the owner of the 19th Grand Slam in Spike's history.
I don't know if these guys throw hard enough to hit one.
That's true. We talk about sometimes generating your own power. You really have to do it tonight. And here's a grounder to the right side. The fourth hit of the evening for Buford. A runners each move up a base. Rocaforte scores. Four RBIs and a four-hit night for Cam Buford. And it increases the lead to 11-2.
Well, what's interesting is it's an RBI on each hit. He doesn't have a two-run hit. He has four hits and an RBI on each one.
Well, that is being, I mean, that's consistency in productivity. And Parker Cadu takes a strike. Parker 0 for 2 with a walk and the pitch upstairs for a ball. Parker tremendous up the middle, second base, shortstop. He's even played a fair amount of third this year. Pitch upstairs for a ball, 2-1. Really, with Cadu, Norris, Russell, and Pound, those four kind of rotate amongst second, short, and third. You don't see a drop-off in quality in the infield with any of them.
In fact, Cadu already has a line drive that he took off his shoe tops tonight.
That's right. That was in the third, and that pitch popped up. Third base side, over for it, Floridis. He's on the warning track. He makes the catch. And ends the inning, but the Spikes had another run. They do so on two hits. They leave the bases loaded. Halfway home here at Journey Bank Ballpark at historic Bowman Field. Regular season finale, 11-2 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
Hey, this is LeVar Arrington here, and this year, the Stick City Tailgate returns for the 2024 football season. We are offering turnkey tailgating with all the fun and no work. That's right. What are you waiting for? Go to disruptupsu.com. Disruptupsu.com and get your season tickets to Stick City Tailgate now.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Dalen Carraway back on the mound for the Spikes in the fifth inning after allowing one hit but nothing more in the fourth. And it's the top of the order due up, starting with Levi Perrell. A shortstop, right-handed hitter, one for two with a run scored tonight. Spikes leading 11-2 here in the regular season finale for both teams. This is the season finale for the Spikes. So pitch a strike on the inner half, 0-1. But the bats came out. Of course, Crosscutters are focused on tomorrow's MLB Draft League Championship game. But the Spikes are looking to finish strong here in Williamsport this year. That pitch is low for a ball, 1-1. And Spikes have had success against the Crosscutters in the second half. It was mostly Williamsport leading the way. Spikes are 2-4 against the Crosscutters in the first half. They're 4-4 against them in the second half. That pitch low and away gets past Spiegel. Ball two.
Some inside info on tomorrow night.
Oh, yes?
Rumors are running rampant
yes.
down below that Kenny is bringing the grill back.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Will he be tickling the ivories as well? That's
yes.
the question.
No, no. They're bringing back all the greatest hits, and he's going to be the official score.
Pitch up and in for a ball, 3-1. Bringing out the big guns for the championship.
Talk about every stop. Sure, the other team's more talented. But.
Strike on the inner half, 3-2 the count, and the pitch fouled back to the screen. But there are seats available for that MLB Draft League Championship game if you do happen to want to come up to Williamsport. Crosscutters.com is where to go.
And again, I'll give you money to bring Jerry.
Pitch inside for a ball. And that is a leadoff walk in the bottom of the fifth inning.
Look at it from my perspective. Two birds, one stone. Gets them out of town. I don't have to drive them.
Porter Brown is one for two, singled and scored in the first, flied out in the third.
You act like I'm so evil.
And the pitch. That's a strike over the outer edge.
Now, you're going to have to sneak him in. Because his picture was at all the gates, especially near the players' clubhouses. Keep the post-game spread away from this dude.
A one.
Only he could innocently. Outside. Only he, and in all seriousness,
yes.
Only he could innocently say, I found it. All this food was just laying there. I found it.
I was walking through. I found this food.
This is great.
1-1. That's outside for a ball. 2-1.
And I'm talking like he meant it.
Yes. Yes, he did.
He meant it. Like, okay. Hopefully they sell this place out tomorrow night. I hope that happens.
I hope so, too.
Be great for Gabe. And
outside ball three.
For Sean and Jayhawk and Doug.
Oh, yeah. Three balls and a strike. Be a lot of celebrating on the field by somebody tomorrow, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Pitch is low for a ball, ball four.
Yep.
Back-to-back walks to Perrell and Brown to start the bottom of the fifth inning.
Maybe 11-2, but don't give them anything free.
Yeah.
All right? Don't do that. It's 11-2, but nothing free. God, they've already knocked out 14 hits tonight. Well, sir, they could get 25 hits on.
And then at the rate they're hitting, I mean, Buford's got four already. Hill's got three. Spiegel's got three. Corey Taylor now up for Williamsport, 0 for 2 with a strikeout, and that line out off the shoe tops Steve was talking about earlier that was hauled in by Parker Cadoux at third. And here's another sharp one, snagged by Cadoux on a hop, throw to second for one, on to first, 5-4-3, double play, 36th turn on the ground, out of the spikes in the second half, and that one was another beauty.
That was fabulous.
A broken bat, but a sharp grounder to third. And Cadoux able to handle it effortlessly. And started around the horn, and great job by Grant Norris as the middleman there as well.
Oh, good turn all the way around. That was when you play it back for the team, that's how it's supposed to look.
And I think, you know, we talked about there's no drop-off in quality. We've seen Tim Battle at times literally rotate guys around the infield during the game
right. Because
of that.
Yes.
Here's a grounder to the right side into right field for a base hit. Perel at third will come in to score. And Corson, Jacob Corson with the RBI single to make it 11-3.
An issue in tomorrow night's game, and they're going to have to stay away from it. Williamsport has committed 60 errors in the second half of the season.
Yeah.
And that they're going to have to stay away from that. I mean, they've given up too many freebies, which has hurt their pitching staff. And in a game like tomorrow when you're going to need whomever it is.
Everything gets so magnified in a one-game championship like that. So any sort of misplay can have far-reaching consequences in just that single game.
And they can't use Binder.
Yeah, he's not available as an option on the mound tomorrow.
Corson's out. Might as well just use him in the field.
0-1 to Mark Schallenberger, who remains in the game. So I think Lopez is in. We'll see where he hits. He came in at first base.
No, Lopez is batting for Schallenberger. Holbrook's at the plate.
Yeah, so this is McGuire Holbrook.
I mean, you would think somebody would be in midseason form over there.
Inside for a ball. 2-1.
32, 31. What's the difference?
Yeah. Holbrook is 1-for-2, Todd. That I do know.
Schallenberger gone.
Yes. And the pitch. Ooh. Fastball outside. 3-1.
It was close.
Crosscutters in the faux cutoff sleeves.
Oh. Sounds like such a nasty word.
Called strike of the knees. McGuire Holbrook thought it was ball four. He was headed down to first.
Actually, it was a strike.
It was. Trackman says right at the bottom of the zone.
Yep.
And the count is full. And the pitch, cued foul at the plate. Corson was off with the pitch, but he'll return to first. Nice night for baseball tonight.
No, it's beautiful out tonight. Tomorrow is great, too. The weather's going to be great for the championship game tomorrow. Let's check out the scoreboard here. Take a look. West Virginia is well on their way, 7-2, end of 5. Trenton is nursing a 2-1 lead, bottom of the fifth.
Yeah, it was 2-0. Frederick has had that deficit, and the pitch is a ball this time. High and away, and it was ball four. So first and second, two gone here in the bottom of the fifth, and now it will be Josh Lopez at the plate. So Lopez, who came on at first base in the top of this inning, will step into the right-handed box, a native of Danbury, Connecticut, Thomas Jefferson University product.
Danbury right on the New York border.
Caraway goes home with it. Strike. Slider over the outer edge.
You're on I-84 heading east. It's the first town in Connecticut.
A one swung on and miss, and he chased after that one outside. 0-2. We remind you, the Ramada Out of Town scoreboard is brought to you by the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, located on South Atherton Street in State College. The Ramada is the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Fly ball to right field. Rocaforte poised for it, makes the grab, and the inning is over. Williamsport scores a run on one hit. They leave two, and at the end of five, it is State College 11, Williamsport 3. We're on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
It's a great time of the year to explore our valleys in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Head to Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park for a boat ride tour through America's only all-water cavern and farm nature wildlife park. Or time travel at Columbus Chapel and Bold Museum to explore European and American history collected over 200 years. Visit the Pennsylvania Military Museum to honor the Commonwealth's men and women in service in the armed forces, civilian activities on the home front, and Pennsylvania's contributions to military innovation. Learn more about the athletic history and the heritage of the legends of the blue and white at the Penn State All Sports Museum. Your adventures can include new hiking, biking, and walking driving tours. We're in the center of it all, shopping, dining, beautiful outdoors, and unique museums. Plan your adventures at happyvalley.com or stop in at the visitor centers located in State College, Bellefonte, and Phillipsburg.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Into the sixth inning, a unique 2024 season finale here at Journey Bank Ballpark at historic Bowman Field.
How we handle the ball with complete ease, everybody. Hi, welcome. Great to have you with us here at Bowman.
Now, no changes in the field for the Crosscutters in this inning. Kyson Donahue back on for his second inning on the mound.
Boomer, meanwhile, was once again shooting T-shirts to what he thought was the crowd, and he kept hitting the net and falling down, hitting the net, falling down. I mean, it's just... I mean, Joe, when you keep doing the same thing for years with the same results, what does that equal?
I believe that's the definition of insanity, Steve.
Well.
Austin Ball swings at the first pitch, pops it up left field, hustling in. Corson puts it away, and there's one gone.
Well said, Joe. Excellent answer. We were on top of that. Yeah. So last night, I hope, did somebody get a picture of Jerry and Boomer together?
Yes, right. They did indeed.
Because, I mean, there are local establishments that would love to have that. Right? Dartboard night.
Manny Jackson fouls it off, 1-1.
Here you go, here's some darts. I'll take 12.
One, one. That's a strike on the outer edge. 1-2. Oh, my.
What?
Hide away for a ball, too. No, this is a night to have fun tonight, that's for sure.
Mahoning Valley, by the way, has just scored three times, and they're still hitting.
Wow.
It's 7-5, and they've got a runner on first with nobody out in the top of the sixth. Meanwhile, Trenton at the end of five leads at Frederick down in Gusville 2-1.
And again, Trenton with a win, they're in. West Virginia needs a win and a Trenton loss, but obviously if Mahoning Valley comes back, that'll give the second half title to the Thunder, and they'll make preparations to take the bus down here to Williamsport after finishing in Frederick, actually be up from Frederick here to Williamsport.
Yeah.
Grant Norris takes the ball, 1-1. Grant 1-for-2 in the game.
Yep, straight up I-99, slide over to 80, 220, and get here.
Yep. It's going to be an even more convenient trip here in the next few years, where that's what the plan is.
With the flyover, yeah.
1-2, popped up, foul territory, first base side. Holbrook giving it a look, but this will tumble onto the net.
That's what in New England what we refer to as just the access from one to the other. We refer to it as a flyover. Just like the circles, rotaries.
Interesting.
Yeah, rotary.
Yeah.
Disaster. I mean, really, it's an engineering disaster.
1-2 pitch swung on, foul tip, strike three. Third strikeout for Kyson Donahue, who notches a 1-2-3 inning on the mound in the sixth.
I'm proud of him.
Five and a half gone. Bottom of the sixth inning coming up.
Okay, it's all right. I know you're excited with the spikes up 11-3. I got it.
I am, and so is everybody else on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Did you know that August 11th is 811 Day? Before you begin any outdoor home improvement projects, such as planting a tree or installing a fence, call Pennsylvania 811 or visit paonecall.org 3 to 10 business days before you dig. Pennsylvania 811 is your ticket to avoiding an underground utility catastrophe. Hitting a water main or taking out the cable before the big game isn't going to make you many friends in your neighborhood. Safety is in your hands. Every dig, every time.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
The Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566.
I'm confused by the Spikes approach tonight.
How so?
Using legitimate pitchers.
different approaches, different names, I suppose, but it is the third Spikes pitcher of the night on now as right-hander Peter Ostenson checks in, and he has been probably the most dependable option out of the bullpen this year in middle relief, and he's on yet again as he pitches high and away for a ball to his opposite number at pitcher, Kyson Donahue.
Yes.
And the 1-0, that's down and in for a ball, 2-0.
Donahue's like, I don't throw that hard. Ostenson's making his 21st appearance. He's got that ERA down to 4.03. 20 strikeouts, 10 walks.
And the pitch, that is sliced toward left field. Cam Buford coming on, and it bounced into the mitt. So it'll be a single for Donahue.
Seventh hit of the game now for Williamsport.
Well, I talked about earlier, obviously position players pitching the entire game for the Crosscutters. That's coming from up above, but it can be a difficult conundrum where do you go full bore in this game? Do you save yourself? But I think, Steve, you and I have talked about it. Really, the only way to go is full bore because more injuries happen when you try to pull up.
Right. I will say this about the Spikes approach.
There's a sharp liner inside the bag at third and down the left field line, rattling around in the corner. Donahue up to third, and Mitch McCabe with the double.
Is that I like the Spikes approach at the plate. You don't have players going up there trying to go for the downs. They've just been hitting.
Yeah.
Right? As I've wrapped out 14 hits, they've just been hitting. You don't see guys taking these gigantic cuts because they see something slow. Here we go. And no, they've actually been smart about it, which goes back to what you said, taking batting practice on the field before the game.
Yes, indeed. They're approaching this just like a usual game. It doesn't matter if it's the last game of the season, the first game of the season. And the pitch. That is a pop-up to short taken by Russell. Throw to second. Not in time as McCabe gets back. So Florida's out on the soft liner. Donahue stays at third. One gone. Levi Perel is one for two with a walk. He has scored twice tonight. 11-3 State College. Dalen Caraway, by the way, went two innings, allowing one run on two hits. He walked two batters. He struck out two. First pitch to Perel is a ball inside, or on the outside, I should say, a breaking ball. And Dalen in his final spikes outing of the year, throwing 37 pitches, 21 for strikes. Next offering, big cut by Perel, but he misses the fastball. It's 1-1.
Pitch was out of the zone. He chased it that time. Had a great break on it.
One ball, one strike. And the next offering from Ostenson. There's the breaking ball outside the zone. Swung on and missed again.
12-game winner in his career at Fairfield with the Stags. Went 5 this year with Fairfield. Had 111 career strikeouts.
The 1-2. Liner right back, and Ostenson throwing to third. Cadu to the bag. He got him. Doubled off third base is Donahue. Great play by Ostenson. Great reflexes by he and Cadu to double the runner off third. The second double play. The Spikes have turned tonight.
41 now on the season of all types.
And no runs for the Cutters on two hits. One runner left on base in the sixth. We'll go to the seventh. Still 11-3 State College here in the 2024 season finale on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
It's what you desire. Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
More time here in 2024, but 2025 just around the corner. We cannot wait here in the broadcast booth. It'll be here before we know it next Spike season. And I'm glad, excited, all the adjectives, verbs that you want to use, I'll use them. It would take me until the end of this game and then some to expound on how much I enjoy working with Steve Jones, and he takes you the rest of the way tonight.
Privilege as always, Joe, and I do mean a privilege. And Rocaforte singles up the middle to lead off the seventh inning. People have asked me, it's like, you're going to keep doing the spikes? I said, absolutely. I said, you have no idea how much fun I'm having every summer sitting there, whether it's some laughs, doing games, things like that. I said, I have an absolute blast there. I said, the spikes are just, you know, Scott Walker, Dan Petrozola, you, everybody makes it an incredible experience. And the same thing, seeing all the great people at the ballpark and talking to them. Kyle Russell is 1-for-2, single to center in the first, scored. That one's on the ground to second. Flips it to Perel, 1 on the first. No way. So it'll be a fielder's choice. Wasn't hit hard enough.
Yep.
Story of my baseball career. Didn't hit it hard enough, and not only that, he's slow.
Well, you're talking to a Belfont Little League Hall of Famer who never got out of B-League, so.
You are a Little League Hall of Famer.
That's right.
Here's Caleb Hill, 3-for-4 tonight with a double, 2 singles, 3 runs scored. And that ball is fair. Down the line, Hill's around first on his way to second, and he'll get to second. He's got to get more than that. He makes a big turn, but because Russell stopped at third, Hill went, yo, and put the brakes on and went back. So double down the right field line, second and third with one out, and Joe now has major decisions to be made with the incredible $100 voucher from Boomer.
And they've just said half price peanuts and Cracker Jack. So
really?
Yes, indeed.
Boy, for $100. Hold on a second here. I know it says 10. Comes 100. There we go.
That's official.
So out in right field. Let's see. This could be a potential problem for Williamsport because that might be their next pitcher.
Yeah, and that's Mitch McCabe out
Mitch
there.
McCabe. Now, I know Porter Brown's supposed to pitch, and now they're turning that. Yeah, get out of here. He says, I'm fine, leave. By the way, Ryan, I'm playing tomorrow night.
Yes.
In fact, I want to start. Gabe's got a pretty good bat. I like him.
He does, yes.
So you're going to get Cracker Jacks.
Peanuts, Cracker Jack, and cotton candy half price.
Ooh.
Right now. But, of course, there might be some room on here for some ice cream, too.
Oh, nice. Well done. That is inside the line at first, and it's going to be extra bases. 2 runs will score. Spiegel's having a big night. He's on his way to second. He'll have himself a double. And Josh Spiegel with 4 hits in the game and 5 RBIs. Joe didn't think I was keeping track of the game. It is now 13-3.
That's now 3 different spikes with 4 hits tonight.
And here's a guy has a chance at a 5th one.
And that would tie a State College Spikes single-game record, and he may yet get another opportunity in this game, too.
It's Cam Buford. Pitch in there for a strike. I have to admit, Bryce Brewer's probably having no trouble with any of these pitches tonight.
Nope.
It's like, it's pretty slow. That is lined up the middle. That's a base hit. That's 5 hits for Buford to tie the Spikes record. The throw goes into Lopez. Spiegel holds it third. That's the first hit he's had tonight where he didn't drive in a run.
And ironically, he's the 2nd spike in the second half to tie the franchise record with a 5-hit game. And the other one is coming up in Parker Cadu.
Parker Cadu will be coming to the plate. So Cracker Jacks and cotton candy.
Yes.
Is there a certain kind of cotton candy? They have a mound conference. You're not missing anything.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm partial to, I don't know if it's actually the strawberry flavor, but the pink cotton candy's always been my favorite.
Very nice. Very nice. Was never a cotton candy fan.
No.
It just wasn't. You know, just a little, you know, different things. You know, I kind of like, you know, Mastro's Seafood Tower.
Well, you know, yeah.
Sure, it sounds high end.
That's decent.
Sure, it sounds arrogant.
Oh boy!
Did he make a switch? Is Mikey Floridis is going to pitch?
Yes,
now.
Floridis is
great. It's his turn. That's just wonderful. This gives you a golden opportunity to go down and clean these people out.
Well,
make sure there's nothing left for them to sell tomorrow. Doug, Loretta Cotton Candy, and Cracker Jacks.
Darn, knew it!
Donahue goes to third. Floridis pitches, so there's just switching spots. And it's 117-1. What? It's 13-3. Yeah, Spikes have 18 hits tonight. What's the record, 24? Oh, don't. No, go get your food.
No, okay. It is in the 20s. I know that.
Yeah,
I'll look it up when I get back.
Check it when you get back. I mean, you know, in between bites of cotton candy and some Cracker Jack. I would give you Mikey Floridi's stats, but he has none. I don't even know if he's ever pitched. So we are in the top of the seventh inning. The Spikes scored four in the first to set the tone for the night. Then scored one more in the third, five in the fourth, one in the fifth, two more here in the seventh. Right now, Mahoning Valley in the bottom of the sixth leads at West Virginia 8-7. They had a six-run inning. But Trenton and Frederick are tied 2-2 in the bottom of the sixth. And here is Parker Cadu, 0-for-3 tonight with a walk. And they're going to steal home and score. They're going to send him back. That's a bummer. Yeah. That's a shame. That's a shame. He had home stolen. Yeah, Jackie Robinson. That is foul, third base side now to play. So Jackie Robinson's coming to pinch run for Spiegel. I think that opens up the door for Carmine Lane to be in the game as a catcher. 0-1 the count. And the pitch by Floridis. He's going to try and steal home again, and he's going to be tagged out. So Robinson tagged out at home. Two outs. And you're saying, why was Robinson running? Because they want to get Lane to put the gear on now. 0-2 the count. No, it's just keep the game moving. The pitch. Outside corner. Call strike three, and Cadu is out, and the inning is over. 86-mile-per-hour fastball from Floridis. Spikes get two runs, two hits, and leave one. Seventh inning stretch time. 13-3 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider, Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
At Toyota, reliability is our legacy.
This is my legacy.
Like the all-new, fully redesigned 25 Camry. The best just got better. Or a Corolla. Fun to drive. Styled to be seen. Or an adventure-ready RAV4. Available with all-wheel drive. Or check out a new Tacoma. Or the rugged Tundra. Find out more at buyatoyota.com. Offers end September 30th. Toyota. Let's go places.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
So Peter Austinson went an inning, two hits, no runs, and gives way now to Braden Collette. Collette making his eighth appearance. No record with a 1.13 ERA with eight strikeouts, five walks. Pitched two innings last night at Medler Field, Lovano Park. No hits, no runs, struck out two, and walked the batter. Carmine Lane, as we thought, would take over behind the plate. That's why Jackie Robinson ran for him. And so Lane will hit for the Spikes in the cleanup spot. And the only bench player left for the Spikes that's available is Sebastian Castro. So Collette will face Porter Brown, who is 1-for-2 tonight. Single to left and scored in the first. Flew to left in the third. He walked back in the fifth and was wiped out on a 5-4-3 double play. Spikes with two double plays defensively in this game tonight. And the pitch by Collette. Swing and a miss. 91 up in the zone that time with that fastball. It's 0-1. Braden's done a heck of a job. Out of Evans, Georgia, and Lenore Ryan. And with the spikes, he has been outstanding. The 0-1. That's a wave and a miss. 91 with that fastball. It's 0-2. Eighth appearance for him. Eight innings. One run it was earned. Three hits. Struck out eight. Walked five. Has not hit a batter. 0-2 on Brown. And the pitch. That is foul. Third base side. Clears the roof. Goes toward Lycoming Creek. And out of play. Still 0-2. Outfield straight away and deep all the way around. Infield, of course, back. Second baseman Norris is a couple steps toward the bag at first. 0-2 the count to Brown, and Collette to the plate. That is slapped on the ground, fouled just wide of the bag at third. Still 0-2. 93 with that fastball from Collette. New baseball is brought out for Bryce Brewer. Spikes with 13 runs on 18 hits and an error. Three runs, eight hits, and no errors for the Cutters. And the mystery continues between Trenton and West Virginia as to which one is here tomorrow night for the championship game. 0-2 the count. Collette to the plate. Low and inside for a ball. 1-2 the count. Went change up that time. Corey Taylor on deck. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning. The Spikes with a 13-3 lead. And the pitch. That is on the ground to short. Ranging to his left is Russell. Kyle fires the first in time. He knew he had speed running down the line at first, and he was able to get to that ball, hurry the throw, and make the play. One out.
Number 27.
Corey Taylor is 0-for-3 tonight. Struck out swinging in the first, lined out to Cadu, who took that liner off the shoe tops in the third, and wrapped into a 5-4-3 double play in the fifth. Taylor bats on the right side as Collette leans in. That glove resting against the left side of his chest. Puts the ball in the glove. And the pitch. That's right down the heart for a strike. 92 with that one. His top out number so far has been 94. And that 94 was on the grounder to Russell at short. 0-1 the count. Collette looks in. And Braden goes set at the belt. And to the plate. That is on the ground to third. Charged by Cadu. Parker's got it across the diamond in time. Two gone. Here is Jacob Corson. Corson tonight 2-for-2. He walked in the first but was thrown out at the plate 9-4-2. Then he singled the center in the third. He knocked in a run with a base hit in the fifth. He knocked in the third run of the night for the Cutters. Spikes lead at 13-3, bottom of the seventh. Cutters with two in the first and that one I mentioned in the fifth. Pitch to Corson. Strike in or half, 93 with that one. Collette has been on point again tonight. He was excellent last night in the two innings he worked. 0-2 and delivers. Up high, breaking ball. He went curveball that time. Missed in the upper part of the zone. It's 1-1. Doesn't waste time. Usually delivers before the pitch clock gets to 10. Goes set. And to the plate. Low and inside. They throw that one out of there. That was another curveball. It's 2-1. So after back-to-back curveballs, one high, one low, here comes the fastball. Fastball will be right around the neighborhood of 93. Collette goes set. 2-1. Fastball, wrap foul. Ryan Hannigan dances out of the way of that one. And it was 92 that time. Ryan will run down and get it himself. I had a nice conversation with Ryan last night. And he throws it to a fan in the picnic area. Classy move. 2-2 the count. with two outs, the bases empty, bottom of the seventh. The pitch, a wave and a miss. Strike three got him, and the inning is over. Strikeout brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. Looking to be part of an all-star team. Mountain Indy Health offers exciting opportunities with excellent pay and benefits. Apply today at mountainindy.org/careers. End of seventh, 13-3, State College on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is LeVar Arrington here, and this year, the Stick City Tailgate returns for the 2024 football season. We are offering turnkey tailgating with all the fun and no work. That's right. What are you waiting for? Go to DisruptUPSU.com. DisruptUPSU.com and get your season tickets to Stick City Tailgate now.
He was the master of Disrupt You. LeVar Arrington, one of the great guys we ever had a chance to meet him. All right, so Mikey Floridis is still in the game as on the mound. And Zach Murray, a pitcher, is now in right field. Now, West Virginia has retaken the lead 9-8 in the seventh inning of that game. And Trenton is in a 2-2 game with Frederick in the seventh. Here's Austin Ball, who has a two-run double tonight. He's 1-for-4. Floridis throws harder than the other guys. The pitch. That's on the outside corner. It's 0-2. He actually threw one last inning at 86. The radar gun almost shook. Here's the 0-2. Low and inside. He bounced that one in with a curveball. It's 1-2. But Zach Murray, the Cutters pitcher of the year, is now in right field. 1-2 the count. High and away, 2-2. I'll be honest with you, except for curveballs, I really don't know what to call any of the pitches these guys are throwing. The pitch, up high, 3-2. Like, you can't assume what the guy's fastball is. Some of these guys might be throwing knuckleballs. 3-2, high and away, ball 4, and Austin Ball walks, and that's not an unfamiliar phrase. For Austin Ball, that is walk number 23 in the season. He's in the top 5 in the league. He also has the 9 doubles now. That puts him in the top 10 in the league. And that will bring to the plate Manny Jackson. Manny looking for his first hit tonight. He's 0-for-3 with a walk and a run scored. And Lopez is not holding on ball at first. There is no need, down 13-3. Jackson takes a strike. It's 0-1. The pitch by Floridis outside for a ball. 1-1 the count. That one was at 82. Kind of feel the guys that they've pitched tonight, he has the most, quote, legitimate stuff. Outside corner for a strike. It's 1-2. That was at 84. Yeah, they should bring Jack Webb in to investigate this. And Harry Morgan. 1-2. That is looped to left field. That's going to fall for a base hit. Manny gets his first hit of the night. Ball stops at second. First and second with nobody out. 19th hit of the game for the Spikes. And here's Grant Norris. Norris is 1-for-3, singled to left and scored back in the fourth. He's also flown to center and struck out swinging.
Spikes are now 4 shy of the single game record for hits in a game.
That is outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1, so 23 would be the number. Huh?
August 20th, 2016 at Eastwood Field against the Mahoning Valley Scramblers.
0-1. That's Scott in the air, center field, and playable for Porter Brown. Circles and looks at the pitcher, Murray, and says, don't get near it. Makes the catch. I got this. Don't worry about it. Could you imagine if Murray has to make a throw to the plate?
Oh, my gosh. I don't think he'll be doing that in this
I'm
game.
I'm just saying.
Yes.
I mean, like, hit the cutoff, man. Like, I tell him to lob it. What the
exactly,
heck?
Exactly, yeah.
Here's Rocaforte, who tonight is 2-for-4. Flew to right in the first. Fouled out to first in the second. Singled to left and scored in the fourth. Walked and scored in the fifth. Singled in the seventh. First pitch to him is a ball. 1 ball and no strikes. First and second, 1 out. 13-3 State College in the top of the eighth inning. Florida's go set. Man, Mikey to the plate. Is up high for a ball. 2 balls and no strikes. So, Floridis, 6 foot, 180-pound right-hander, 23 years of age from Glen Cove, New York. He played at Hofstra. Now, whether he pitched at Hofstra, no idea. 3-0 the count. I mean, like Chris Shull, for example, great offensive numbers, but was a fabulous pitcher at Lubbock Christian.
Yep.
3-0. That's a strike. He threw that one at 80. I'll say this, if Holbrook has a brand new catcher's mitt tonight, they're not breaking it in. 3-1. Ball 4, he's aboard, the bases are loaded. So Rocaforte is on base for the fourth consecutive time. Ball moves to third, Jackson moves to second, and here's Kyle Russell. Russell is 1-for-3 tonight. Single to center and scored in the first. Flew to right in the second. Sacrifice fly and not going to run in the fourth. Walked in the fifth. Fielder's choice and scored in the seventh. And the first pitch to him is a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Even Rashawn can't bear to watch. 1-0 the count. That's a strike right down the heart. It's 1-1. Boomer begins to warm. The 1-1. It's outside 2-1 the count. What hurts is I think Jayhawk's warming him up. 2-1 the count. Caleb Hill on deck. Swing and a miss. 83 with that one. 2-2 the count. Kyle Russell looks back at Bryce Brewer and asks if he swung at a strike. Brewer says he did. It was close. Right on the border. Bases loaded, 1 out. 2-2 to Russell on the ground, could be 2. Flips to Perel, 1. On the first, stretch by Lopez in time. 4-6-3 double play to end the eighth inning. No runs a hit, they leave 2. At the end of 7.5, it is 13-3 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in Central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are where the stars meet and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, except Ultra Premium, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like Prime Ribeye on Friday and Saturdays, closed Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at celebritiesbarandgrill.com for more details. Well, we missed out on what would have been a golden play earlier in the game when Jackie Robinson attempted to steal home. It would have been fun to talk about Jackie Robinson stealing home. Jackie Robinson, along with Rod Carew and Ty Cobb, I believe, were the record holders for a single season with 7 steals of home. And, of course, the famous steal of home by Jackie Robinson in the World Series, which the late Yogi Berra to this day will tell you he was out. So 9-9, West Virginia and Mahoney Valley, top of the 7th. 2-2, Trenton and Frederick in the bottom of the 7th. And at this hour, nobody knows who's here tomorrow night. And nothing's trending. And Braden Colletti's been trending, second inning of relief work. And he'll face McGuire Holbrook to be followed by Josh Lopez and Kyson Donahue. The pitch. That is fouled to our right and off the top of the roof and down below and out of play. It's 0-1. 91 from Collette there. His top out number so far has been 94. Pitch to Holbrook. That is lined up the middle. That's a base hit. Good piece of hitting by Holbrook. His second hit tonight. He's 2-for-3. And here's Lopez, who flew out to right his first time. So Lopez steps into the right-handed box here. If you're wondering if Lopez is a double play candidate, he's grounded into 2 for the season. Middle infield double play depth. The Spikes have 2 double plays tonight, 1 on the ground and 1 on a line drive. And Bryce Brewer has come out. I don't know what he wanted, but he looked over at Cody Kogan. And they said something to Grant Norris at second, but whatever it is, it's benign. Here's the pitch. It's low and outside. 1-0 the count. Starts him out at 92. Holbrook on first with nobody out. We're in the bottom of the 8th inning. 13-3, State College leads it. Porter Brown might get the 9th inning for Williamsport. We'll see. 1-0. Inside, 2-0. Collette stretches out the arms, the 6-foot right-hander. 2-0 the count. And the pitch from Collette. Here it is. Outside corner for strike. 91 that time. It's 2 balls and a strike. Middle infield double play depth. The outfield is straight away and deep all the way around. So no doubles defense for the Spikes. Buford is off the line and left. Hill is straight away in center and deeper. 2-1 the count. And the pitch. That's a strike in her half. 91 with that fastball evens the count at 2-2. Donahue on deck. 2-2 the count on Josh Lopez. Batting from the right side as Collette goes set at the belt. Short lead at first by Holbrook. Here it is. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Fooled him that time at a curveball. And he gets the strikeout. And for Collette, his second strikeout of the night. Brought to you by our good friends at Mountain Indy Health with more than 30 different specialties, including orthopedics, pulmonary medicine, urology, radiation oncology, cardiology, and more. Meet our great team at mountainindy.org. Kyson Donahue to the plate. Donahue, in his only plate appearance, did single the center. Swing and a miss. High fastball at 92. It's 0-1. Holbrook on first with a short lead and 1 out. 0-1 on Donahue. Bottom of the 8th inning, 13-3 State College. The Spikes about hit the cutters, 19-9. Inside and low, 1-1 the count. Don't forget, keep checking for when Spike season tickets go on sale. Various season ticket packages. Check out StateCollegeSpikes.com. 1-1 the count. That is the left field. Down the line in the corner will be extra bases. Buford will chase it down near the 320 sign. Holbrook is going to go to third and hold there. Second and third with one out. Second in of the night for Donahue and the 10th hit overall for Williamsport. Here is Mitch McCabe. McCabe has a double in his plate appearance. Actually, it's Zachary Murray. So Murray is going to hit. Forgot he's the right fielder now. So Murray will get the plate appearance. The pitcher who's playing right field. See if he suicide squeezes. The pitch. Strike. 92. Now Murray knows what it feels to be the other guy. When he throws 92. 0-1 the count. Murray waits in the right-handed box. The pitch. Swing and a miss. That was a decent cut. 0-2 the count. Decent to a point. No balls and two strikes on Zach Murray. Pitcher turned right fielder tonight. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him. Three pitches. Three strikes. Two outs. Third strikeout for Braden Collette. Brought to you by our good friends at Mountain Indy Health Fit for Play. They offer fitness and rehabilitation that gets results. Our providers help to reduce or eliminate pain quickly so you can get back to normal activities faster. Visit mountainindy.org/fitforplay. The guy that technically is the pitcher, Mikey Floridi's at the plate. He is 0-3. Started the game at third base tonight, now on the mound. Grounded out to third. In the second, struck out swinging in the fourth, and lined out to the shortstop, Russell, in the sixth. And now, looks like Cody Kogan is talking to Braden Collette. Collette had a little hesitation in his drive to the plate that time. I wonder if they're telling him, hey, just be careful with that. Goes set and delivers. No hesitation there, high and tight at the letters. 1-0 the count, 94. With that fastball, that's the second one he's hit 94 with tonight. 1-0 the count. Second and third, two outs, bottom of the eighth. Breaking ball low and outside, it's 2-0. Peden threw 40 pitches tonight. Caraway 37, Austinson 9. Collette is now about to throw pitch number 29. 2-0 the count. Let stares in and goes set at the belt. 2-0. Swing and a miss. 2-1. 92 with that one. He's got plenty of jump on that fastball. Thirteen-3 State College here in the bottom of the eighth with two outs. Second and third. The pitch. Outside. Just missed on the outer edge. Right call, correct call, 3-1 the count. Windmills the bat in the right-handed box, and he's ready. And Collette to the plate. That's tap foul, third base side, going toward the Spikes dugout. Finally reaches the on-deck circle. Tim Battle comes out himself to pick it up. Flip it to the ball boy. Kids here do a great job at the ballpark. Great job. 3-2 on Floridis. Windmills that bat. And with two outs, Collette goes set at the belt. 3-2. Foul back. Still 3-2. 92 with that one. New baseballs brought out for Bryce Brewer. Thirteen-3 State College. They've out hit the cutters 19-10. Here's the set by Collette. And the 3-2 to Floridas. In the air, down the right field line, slicing foul beyond the party deck and out of play. Pitch number 8 coming up to Mikey Floridis. Collette looks into Carmine Lane, gets what he wants. 3-2. High and tight at the letters, ball 4, bases are loaded for Levi Perel. So bases loaded, 2 outs, and here's Perel, who is 1-for-3 tonight. Single to right, scored in the first. Flew to center in the second. Walked and scored in the fifth. And hit into a 1-5 double play. A liner back to Ostenson, who threw over to Cadu at third, and they got the double play. That is cute foul. First base side to the Cutters dugout. It's 0-1. And that 1-5 double play ended the sixth inning. 0-1 the count. Bases loaded, 2 outs, bottom of the eighth, and Collette delivers. Breaking ball up high. That just missed. That was close. 1-1 the count. It was high in the zone, but man, it actually, according to TrackMan, clipped the zone. What a one the count. The pitch. That's fouled back. It's 1-2. Now remember, it's where it goes past the batter and not where it ends up in the glove. So Bryce Brewer was probably spot on in that other pitch, where it probably went past the batter high and then dropped down. 1-2 the count. Collette with 2 outs. To the plate. Checked it, did not offer. Looks at Albert Jones, did not offer. Albert once again with the correct call for about the 5,000th time this year. Albert does a phenomenal job. 2-2 the count on Perel. He windmills the bat in the right-handed box. Collette at the belt and Braden to the plate. Breaking ball, call, strike 3, got him, and Perel knew it, and the inning is over. He ends up striking out 3 in the inning. To me, you can only strike out the side of its 3 batters in a row. And that strikeout brought to you by our good friends at Mount Nittany Health. Parents trust Mount Nittany Health with the most important people in their lives, their children. That's why we offer compassionate and comprehensive pediatric care. We're here to help. Visit mountainindy.org/pediatrics. 13-3 State College. We go to the top of the ninth on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions. Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
At Toyota, reliability is our legacy.
This is my legacy.
Like the all-new, fully redesigned 25 Camry. The best just got better. Or a Corolla. Fun to drive. Styled to be seen. Or an adventure-ready RAV4. Available with all-wheel drive. Or check out a new Tacoma. Or the rugged Tundra. Find out more at buyatoyota.com. Offers end September 30th. Toyota. Let's go places.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Top of the ninth inning, Levi Perel, the shortstop, now takes over on the mound. Mikey Floridis moves to shortstop. And the Spikes with a 13-3 lead. Now out of town. Bottom of the seventh. Mahoning Valley now leads West Virginia 10-9. And West Virginia has two outs and nobody on in the bottom of the seventh. Trenton and Frederick 2-2 at the end of eight. The mystery continues. Who's here tomorrow? First pitch to Caleb Hill is a ball. One ball and no strikes. Hill tonight is 4 for 5. Two doubles, two singles. He has knocked in one. He has scored four. Down low for a ball. Single to left and scored in the first. Double to left, scored in the third. Singled, knocked in a run and scored a run in the fourth. Struck out swinging in the fifth. And he doubled to right and scored in the seventh. And the count now 3-0. Three balls, no strikes as Perel brings it to the plate. And 64-mile-per-hour curveball. It's 3-1. Three balls and a strike. Breaking ball wrapped on the ground. Diving to the ground, Lopez. But nobody covering the bag as Perel is not used to doing that. And it's going to be an infield hit. Perel was very late getting over because as a shortstop, he doesn't think about covering the bag as a guy that's on the mound. So that is the fifth hit of the night. Tying the record for the Spikes. And the guy on deck is going for his sixth. Here is Carmine Lane, first plate appearance tonight at 3:08. No home runs, three knocked in with a double. Was 1 for 2 last night. First pitch, a ball, one ball, no strikes. And again, that will be a hit for Hill. That's 20 hits tonight for the Spikes. 5 for Hill. The pitch, line to left field. That's a base hit. That's Blackjack. 21st hit of the night. And here's Cam Buford. He is 5 for 5 tonight. He's driven in 4. Doubled, knocked in a run, scored a run in the first. Singled, knocked in a run, stole a base in the third. Singled, knocked in a run in the fourth. Singled, knocked in a run in the fifth. And singled to center in the seventh. First and second with nobody out. The pitch. It's low and inside for a ball. 68 on that one. Perel goes set, and the pitch. Low and outside, 2-0 on Buford. He and Hill have tied the Spikes record with 5 hits in a game. Buford looking for his 6th hit to set the record and sit alone. 2-0. That is on the ground. Picked up at third. They go one on to first. Nope, can't make the throw there. So one out. It'll be a fielder's choice. And there'll be no hit number 6 for Buford tonight. So first and third as Hill went to third in the play, and Parker could do with the play. Look at a breakthrough tonight. He's 0 for 4 with a walk. See if Parker can get through here. And the pitch. That is laced in the left center field. That's a base hit. Trotting in from third is Hill. Buford is on his way to third, and the Spikes now lead it 14-3 as Cadu ends up with a stand-up RBI double. Cadu drives in his 14th run of the year, his 7th double of the season. Austin Ball has a 2-run double tonight. He is 1 for 4. He also has walked. Let's face it, he's got the power to take this thing and send it to Montoursville. Second and third with one out. Breaking ball, that's in there for a strike. Bryce Brewer thought about it, said, yeah, okay. 0-1 the count. One out. And the pitch to Ball. Strike of the outer half. Another slow curve ball at 69. It's 0-2. Outfield straight away and deep. Ball waits, left-handed box. Perel delivers. Breaking ball inside, 1-2 the count. 69 with that one. The Natives are getting restless. 1-2 the count. Spikes lead at 14-3. Efes pitch high and away, 2-2. It's about what these are. They aren't quite to the same level. Two and two the count. And that's laced to left field. That's going to be a base hit. Buford's going to score. Coming around is Kadu. He's going to score. And ball goes into second. He slides, and he is out at second base. But he has driven in two more runs. He has four runs knocked in tonight. So ball thrown out at second, but gets two more RBIs. Austin now with 20 RBIs in the season. And two outs, and here's Manny Jackson. So ball will go 2-for-5 tonight with four runs knocked in. The pitch up high for a ball. So it's 16-3. The Spikes with 23 hits to tie a team record for most hits of the game. That game in, and down the right field line, and he pulled it foul. 1-1 the count. Record set at Mahoning Valley back in, 2019, I think Joe said. 1-1 the count on Jackson. 16-3 State College. The pitch hit high in the air, center field, but Brown is there underneath it and puts it away, and the inning is over. But the Spikes tie a team record with 23 hits in the game as they get two runs on three hits and nobody left at the end of 8.5. 16-3 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the ninth inning, and David Lee comes on to finish this game out for the Spikes. Braden Collette certainly did his job. He went two innings, two hits, no runs, struck out four, and walked one in his final appearance of the season. And Collette, in the process, lowered his ERA to 0.90. And here is Lee, who pitched last night. Went one inning, two hits, one run. It was earned. He struck out one, did not walk a batter. 0-1 with a 2.08 ERA, 12 strikeouts, 10 walks, and 5 saves. One hold for the outstanding closer from Penn State. 6'2", 210 pounds, 24-year-old right-hander out of Pittsburgh. And David Lee takes over here. Big nights across the board for so many Spikes. Cam Buford's driven in four tonight. So Buford's going to end up with 37 runs knocked in. Spiegel drove in five tonight. He ends up with 23 runs knocked in. And Porter Brown will lead off. So Porter Brown leads off. And Brown will be followed by Corey Taylor and Jacob Corson against David Lee. 16-3 State College in the bottom of the ninth inning. They've out hit the Cutters 23-10. The pitch outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Spiegel drove in five tonight. Buford drove in four. Austin Ball drove in four. 1-0 the count. And that pitch is a strike. It is 1-1. Comes out of him that time at 91. 1-1 the count. And the set by Lee. And the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Pull the string on that one. Good changeup that time from Lee. It's 1-2. Lee stares into Carmine Lane. He goes set at the belt. 1-2 to Brown. Way outside. 2-2 the count. Crank that one out that time. Two balls and two strikes. Lee goes set and delivers. Way outside, 90 with that fastball, but the release point not right, 3-2 the count on Brown. Brown is 1-for-3 tonight, singled and scored back in the first. He's also walked, flown to left, and grounded to short. Lee goes set, and David's 3-2. And that's a slow roller, left side, tough play, barehanded there, can't make the play, it's an infield hit. Russell gave it a great effort and knew his only play was to barehand it, but he couldn't quite grasp it, and even if he did, Brown with his speed was going to beat it out. Corey Taylor is 0-for-4, struck out swinging in the first, lined out to Cadu at third in the third, fine play by Parker. Then Parker Cadu started a 5-4-3 double play in the fifth, and then he grounded to Cadu in the seventh. So except for striking out, everything else has been hit at Parker Cadu. And the pitch. That is lifted foul over our heads and out of play. It's 0-1. Lee making his 13th appearance overall. 13 innings, 4 runs, 3 earned. He's given up 9 hits in the 13 innings. Outstanding. 12 strikeouts, 10 walks, and he's hit 2. Lee is 0-1. That's a great pitch. Fabulous breaking ball, 0-2 the count. He's been one of the top closers in this league in the second half. The reliability factor, very high. Puts the ball behind his back, goes set. Brown short lead at first. He's not going anywhere. The pitch. That is fouled right back at us. If there's no screen here, it would have come right into the booth. It's 0-2. A curveball that time. No balls and two strikes the count. Nobody out with Brown on first. Spikes lead at 16-3, bottom of the ninth. And Lee at the belt to the plate. Low one outside, 1-2 the count. Tried to tempt Taylor that time, but Taylor did not pull the trigger. It's 1-2. Don't forget, Spike season tickets will be going on sale with a variety of great packages. Love to see you at every game in 2025. 1-2. And that one's lifted foul, first base side. Ball will give it a run. He gets to the railing and watches it sail out of play. It's 1-2. That ballpark in the summertime, starting in 2006, changed everything about summer entertainment for anybody that loves sports and loves family entertainment. Scott Walker has done a phenomenal job. Dan Petrozzolo, phenomenal job. Joe Putnam, incredible job. Julie's done a great job. High and tight. Ooh, that was close on Taylor. Wow. 2-2 the count. Corey did a great job to get out of the way of that one. Be People have asked me over and over, going to keep doing the games? So you bet I am. I love being at that ballpark in the summertime broadcasting Spikes Baseball and working with Joe Putnam and working with Scott Walker. 2-2. Swing at a miss. Strike three. Got him. So that's his first strikeout. And the strikeout brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. If you had a great Mountain Indy Health experience, please take a moment to review us on Google to help spread the word about great care in our community. Jacob Corson from Montoursville and played collegially at Bucknell. He's 2-for-3 tonight. Knocked in a run. Walked, singled the center. Knocked in a run with a base hit in the fifth inning and then struck out swinging in the seventh. Brown inches out to a short leap. Ball's going to play behind him now at first, especially with the left-handed hitting Corson up. So Brown gets a bigger lead. The pitch wrapped on the ground to second. Picked up there. Flipped one on to first. Stretch out by Ball. He got him. What a spectacular way to end the season as Grant Norris, Kyle Russell, and Austin Ball pull a 4-6-3 double play. And the Spikes win it 16-3, tying a record with 23 hits tonight. And they will end the season no matter what the results of the other games are. The Spikes won't be in the championship game tomorrow night, but they will be the team that finishes with the best record in the MLB Draft League this year. They'll finish at 41-37, the only team in the league from the start of the season that will have more than 40 wins. We'll wrap it up in a moment on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are where the stars meet and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, except Ultra Premium, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime ribeye on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at celebritiesbarandgrill.com for more details.
Hey, this is LeVar Arrington here, and this year, the Stick City Tailgate returns for the 2024 football season. We are offering turnkey tailgating with all the fun and no work. That's right. What are you waiting for? Go to DisruptUPSU.com. DisruptUPSU.com and get your season tickets to Stick City Tailgate now.
At Toyota, reliability is our legacy. Like the all-new, fully redesigned 25 Camry. The best just got better. Or a Corolla. Fun to drive. Styled to be seen. Or an adventure-ready RAV4. Available with all-wheel drive. Or check out a new Tacoma. Or the rugged Tundra. Find out more at buyatoyota.com. Offers end September 30th. Toyota. Let's go places.
Well, the Spikes finish out the season with the best record in the league from stem to stern. They're the only team that will win more than 40 games this year. They ended up at 41-37, 22-21 in the second half. And by the way, 23-15 at home this year, where the Spikes drew 103,754. Phenomenal, considering that they had two dates wiped out because of rain. And to draw 103,754 speaks highly of not only the Spikes, but most especially of you, the great fans of State College Spikes Baseball. And we're looking forward to seeing all of you next year in 2025. Let's update the scoreboard for you. Trenton and Frederick are in overtime, 2-2. I'm going to guess that it'll be Frederick that's defensively playing, and Trenton's trying to get a run home from first. Meanwhile, Mahoning Valley now leads at West Virginia 11-9 in the top of the eighth, and they still have the bases loaded and two outs. We still don't know who's here tomorrow night. We can tell you about the story tonight. Caleb Hill ties a record 5 hits. Cam Buford ties a record 5 hits. Josh Spiegel drove in 5. Cam Buford drove in 5. Austin Ball drove in 4 tonight. And the Spikes ended up winning the game 16-3. 16 runs, 23 hits, 1 error for the Spikes. They left 10. Williamsport, 3 runs, 11 hits, no errors. They left 10. Dalen Carraway gets the win. He's 2-1. Will Binder takes the loss. He's 0-1. Time of the game, 2 hours and 42 minutes before 1,764. So the curtain comes down for the Spikes on the 2024 season with a lot of great memories and the most wins of any team in the league. The frustrating part is they couldn't get the most in the first half. They couldn't get the most in the second half. They got the most overall. But it's a first-half winner, Williamsport, against the second-half winner, either West Virginia or Trenton, and that is the way it plays out in the league. But nobody had more wins in the league this year than the Spikes, and of those 41 wins, 23 were at Medlar Field at Lebrano Park, where they went 23-15 and drew 103,754. Joe, a lot of memories from this team, more memories to be made in 2025.
There absolutely are. It was a pleasure to work with his coaching staff. Of course, Tim Battle Jr. back for another year, this time as the skipper. Phenomenal leadership. Jared Brown did so much great work as the pitching coach, working day in, day out with the staffs in both the first half, a little bit of a younger staff, teaching them the ropes, and the second half, teaching them what pro baseball is all about and bringing yourself back multiple days in a row, perhaps whenever you're needed, being able to come together. And, of course, Darnell Sweeney in the first half, phenomenal hitting coach now with the Phillies organization. Lastings Millage, a great job in the second half as well. It was a pleasure to work with him, as well as all these players. Also grateful for the opportunity to play for the State College Spikes. And, you know, it's not just the four Penn Staters who knew what Medlar Field at Lebrano Park was all about, but everybody else coming in from all around the country and around the world to play here at Happy Valley. It was very special for them, and hopefully I think fans will recognize that this is the future of baseball that we saw in front of us this year. It's going to continue on into 2025, even more of a bright future ahead for the Spikes for next season, and it's not too early to think about Spikes season tickets for 2025.
Looking forward to that, and check again, statecollegespikes.com, and also the opportunity to renew as quickly as possible because you want your seats to lock them in for 2025. Other packages as well, but a full season ticket slate. On top of that, luxury suites available as well for really the best of the State College Spikes experience. And the most important part is to have you there. When Joe interviewed players after every game, he would ask them, what was it like to play tonight in front of these fans? And to a man, they were thrilled to tell you how much you meant to them. State College Spikes Baseball changed summertime in State College and Happy Valley forever, and they'll continue to do that, and we can't wait to be with you in 2025. Our thanks to Scott Walker, Dan Petrozzolo, Julie, everybody does just a phenomenal job across the board. And for my broadcast partner, Joe Putnam, who defines special, I'm Steve Jones. Thank you so much for joining us on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.